In this video, I want to talk about something very personal and very important. Sometimes your chaplain specialization begins to take shape through your spiritual journey. Part of discerning where you are called to serve may be connected to what God has brought you through, what He has saved you from, and what He has taught you along the way. That does not mean your pain automatically becomes your specialization, and it does not mean every hardship becomes a ministry assignment. But very often, calling begins to grow around places where God's grace has touched your real life. You may have come through addiction and now feel compassion for people in recovery. You may have experienced grief and now notice hurting families more deeply. You may have walked through illness, fear, loneliness, family breakdown, or crisis, and now your heart becomes especially aware of people carrying similar burdens. Why does that happen? Because salvation is not abstract. Jesus meets people in real life. He redeems real stories, and many times He uses that redemption to shape compassionate service. A key passage for this is 2 Corinthians 1:3-4, which teaches that God comforts us so we can comfort others with the comfort we have received from Him. That is a powerful principle for chaplain ministry. But notice what this does not mean. It does not mean suffering automatically makes someone ready for ministry. It does not mean wounds make us experts. And it does not mean every hurting person should immediately become a chaplain. What it does mean is that God can use redeemed experiences to shape compassion, wisdom, and understanding. That means part of chaplain discernment may involve asking, where have I experienced the mercy of God most deeply? What kinds of people do I now notice with unusual compassion? What burdens has God placed on my heart? For example, someone restored after crisis may feel drawn toward crisis chaplaincy. Someone strengthened through hospital suffering may feel drawn toward hospital visitation. Someone helped through military trauma or family strain may feel burdened for veterans or first responders. Someone shaped through loneliness or aging-related care may feel called towards senior chaplaincy. Sometimes the place where God showed you mercy becomes part of where you can now serve others with humility and credibility. But wisdom is very important here. You are not called to minister from an unhealed wound. You are called to minister from a redeemed life that is continuing to walk with Christ. There is a difference. If your own pain still completely overwhelms you, that does not remove God's love for you. But it may mean this is a season for healing before public ministry in that area. A chaplain specialization should not be chosen only because something feels emotionally close. Instead, specialization becomes healthier when three things begin to come together: your spiritual journey, real local need, and actual opportunity to serve. Calling may begin in your testimony, but it must also grow through discernment. The Organic Humans framework reminds us that we are embodied souls. God meets people in real struggles, relationships, and life experiences. That is why chaplain calling often grows in places where His grace became deeply personal. Ministry Sciences also reminds us that empathy alone is not enough. Compassion still needs boundaries, training, role clarity, and sustainable ministry structure. Your story may shape your compassion, but your chaplain practice still needs wisdom. So here are several healthy questions to ask. What has Christ brought me through? Where have I experienced His comfort most deeply? What kinds of people do I notice with unusual compassion? Is there real need there? Is there a clear opportunity to serve there? Can I serve there with humility, boundaries, and stability? Those are important questions. Your specialization may grow from your story, but it may also grow through open doors, church needs, relationships, or ministry opportunities God places in front of you. And often, your story and your calling will connect. But the goal is never to glorify your past. The goal is to glorify Christ's redemption. So remember this. Sometimes God gives chaplain calling in places where He has shown you mercy. Sometimes the comfort you received becomes part of the comfort you offer. And sometimes the road you walked becomes part of the road where you now walk beside someone else. That does not make you the Savior, it makes you a witness. And that can become a powerful beginning in discerning your chaplain specialization.